The first round hit Jenna like a truck, stopping her in her tracks. Stunned, she didn't quite believe it was real. The second and third shots took her to her knees. She could feel the blood soaking her chest and knew she was in trouble. Dropping the blade from nerveless fingers, she held her hands out in front of her as if to stop any more shots. But it was a fruitless gesture. Not fair. Not fair. The inane thought gripped her. By the time more bullets tore into her, she'd mercifully lost consciousness. Chapter 2. The phone on the bedside table startled California, Cal Corwin, from sleep, shattering her steamy dream. In it, a composite of homicide detective Tanner Brody and the enigmatic Englishman called Thomas had been rubbing sunscreen on her naked shoulders and upper chest as she sat in a deck chair looking out at the Honolulu skyline over the rail of a cruise ship. She felt cheated. That fantasy wouldn't be fulfilled now. What? Cal snarled into the cordless handset, fumbling to turn her clock radio toward her. 12:31. Technically, Monday morning. She might have known. New cases always seem to come on Mondays. She should have turned off the damn phone.
Sorry to call so late, Sonsa, but it's important,
Uncle Sergei's gravelly voice said in the earpiece. Cal rolled back under the covers to get away from the chill autumn fog of the city by the bay. Most every evening it crept in on little cat feet, looking over harbor and houses on silent haunches before moving on, to quote Carl Sandburg. She liked to leave her window open just a crack for the fresh air, but it raised goosebumps on her skin as she waited for Sergei to continue. Snowflake's own little cat feet protested, pushing against Cal's leg through the blanket. The Russian white meowed, and Cal let him slip under into the warmth. What's going on, Sergei?
You sound angry. You not up this hour?
I'm on the wagon, remember? That means no poker, just sleep.
Presti. But, you know Jenna, my waitress?
Of course. Cal remembered the statuesque girl, early 20s, with ink, piercings, and muscles. She dressed in a style somewhere between goth and biker chick. Sassy and competent. Heavy makeup. Very attractive to a certain type of person.
She is dead.
Ah, shit. Cal rubbed her temples, feeling a tension headache spring to life. She didn't mind staying up late, but being jerked out of sleep was one of her least favorite sensations. The older she got, the worse it felt.
How'd it happen? They say her boyfriend killed her. He called police, confessed.
So, case closed. What do you need me for?
He claim self-defense. He says she attacked him with knife, and he had to shoot her.
Yeah?
8 times, with 45 caliber hollow points.
The back of Cal's neck itched as the hair stood up. The commonest 45 automatic, the model 1911, usually held 8 rounds, 7 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber. A cannon like that could blow a fist-sized hole in a human being with each expanding lead bullet. Against a girl with a knife? 2, maybe 3 shots would be overkill, unless there were more to the story, which Sergei clearly thought there was. Cal rubbed her eyes.
When did this happen? 9 o'clock tonight. I just find out.
Last night, you mean, damn it. Did the boyfriend have any injuries?
Oh, yes.
There was a note of doubt in Sergei's voice. So maybe he overreacted to being stabbed.
Wounds were superficial only.
Still, when the adrenaline kicks in, maybe he was drunk or high?
Maybe. Cal, I need you. Jenna, she was a good girl. She deserved the truth.